Welcome to the House St. House Washington page on the one to count on for today's news and local information, AM and FM KCII. House St. House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Jennifer Wilkerson with KCII News. On today's program, I'm talking with Greg Wiley about the harp player's performance of Clue.
You just finished up with Clue.
That's correct.
You wrapped up. This was the second weekend. Can you tell me how it went overall? How are you feeling?
We were very pleased with it overall, and the attendance was great. We averaged, I think, if my numbers hold straight, 214 a night, which is really very good for a straight play, non-musical type thing. And the crowds were extremely enthusiastic, and the good point is that we picked up from the first weekend to the second weekend, which means you're doing something okay, because if you drop from the first weekend to the second weekend, it means people heard how bad it was. Instead, they heard from their friends that they enjoyed the show and they came to see it. So that was great.
Awesome. So on average, what's your estimate then of the funds that were raised for the community schools?
I don't know. We've got to go through. All the bills are pending. You're asking me Monday after the Sunday show. I'm still looking around trying to figure out what's going on in my life. But we'll have money for them. And of course, the money that the banks donated directly go to them, no matter what. And there were some other donations. I know Dodici's here in town held a certain amount of their money from some of their sales for these charities as well. And we're very thankful to everyone who donated and spent their time and everything to make this successful so that we could send some money to these people, which is great.
Great. So, and I was reading in the program that this show was a little bit different than some of the ones you've had in the past when it comes to some of the effects that you use.
Yes. Yeah. This was a very different show because the show, you're required to purchase the sound effects package with it, which it came on a program that we got. And then, but with very little explanation for it, there was some reference to it in the script, but you really had to figure it out on your own. So there were sound effects that they wanted us to use for the show, including the curtain music and some of the other things. And there was some music in the middle of the show that they wanted you to use if you could. And so we tried to use as much of it as we could. Also, as far as the set goes, there was, and lighting, I mean, everything was just so much technically more challenging because each of the elements affected the total show's outcome and the telling of the story better by getting the elements correct. And the lighting cues, I mean, there were like 80 lighting cues. And with all the set pieces moving in and out, which made it really great because actually it facilitated a faster scene change because people would step from one scene into another and they only had a few feet away to go to be at another scene, but they were in a whole other room. So all that stuff had to flow perfectly, or it would crash magnificently, I think is the best way to put it, or terribly, one way or the other. And our stage manager was great. Don Schindler was on top of everything. And unlike other shows where you can look out from backstage and see on the stage, she couldn't. So we had a video camera in the lighting booth, and so she watched the entire show and called the show from backstage in front of a TV monitor, which kind of was a little scary because if something were to happen with that, then that was going to add a whole other element, but it didn't. It worked out. But during one of the shows, somebody bumped the camera and we thought, oh no, but you know, it was fine. We were fine, but that made it harder as well. So there were a lot of challenges, but we seemed to have answers once we got into it. It was just finding the answer sometimes.
Sitting in the audience and watching, I could tell all of the different elements were lining up wonderfully. And I could also really tell that every single actor on that stage was having a blast.
Yes, we were having a great time. You know, you work, I guess, what was seven, a little more than 7 weeks now, 8 weeks ago we started this, but, and it's the same with a lot of shows. You start out and it's like, it's this insurmountable mountain you see before you. But when the time comes for the audience to come in, usually you can see the crest of the mountain at least, if not standing on top of it. And this one was really, really like that. And there were times a month, 3 weeks ago, I didn't know if we were going to make it up the mountain. And that's part of the fun. I mean, it's a real challenge. And everybody, and that's one of the reasons it's so fun, because everybody has to pull together. You can't just do it yourself. Everybody in this thing. And we all have a feeling of belonging and a feeling of purpose. We have a goal. We can see the goal. We know what the goal is. And we know if we just do what we need to do and do it as well as we can get there possibly. And that's what makes it fun. And that's what makes it feel like an accomplishment when you're done with it.
Yes.
And then, of course, the neat thing is, and we can give some money to a charity or a local organization that needs it. And that's something we can show for it as well, which makes me always real happy about the whole thing. So,
well, from my perspective, mission accomplished.
Well, thank you.
It was a wonderful show. It was a blast.
Well, and the audiences were fabulous. And live theater is pretty exciting still. You can feel the magic, the electricity, the excitement in the room, whatever you want to call it. I could literally feel it. And I, every night before the show would go out, I'd go out and listen to the house. You could always tell what kind of audience you're going to have. The closed curtain, I'll go maybe 10 minutes before the show opens and listen to the audience. If they're really buzzed, and most nights they were just talking, they were excited, you know you're going to feed off a lot of energy from the people that are sitting in the house. And you don't get that from a screen or a tablet or whatever, you know?
100%. Anything else you'd like to add about your successful performances?
Well, of course, now that we've done this one, I just like to put a plug in for the next show. Wizard of Oz is coming up in June. They've started auditions already. I think they're going to start rehearsing pretty quickly. And I'm excited about that. That's going to be a fun show and one that the whole family will love. And everybody knows Wizard of Oz. So let's see how they're going to do this again, because they've got a lot of people they're going to have in the show. And it's a fun show. What a fun show to see. So I'm looking forward to that.
Great. Well, thank you so much for the recap and congratulations again.
Thank you very much for having me back.
That was Greg Wiley joining on today's House Scene House Washington page to give a recap on the Harp Players Clue performances. House Scene House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Jennifer Wilkerson with KCII News.